Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM.
When we get together.
Wave FM's Jade up against Damien.
This
is the joke off.
Yeah. All right. Five jokes apiece. Jade and Damien take it in turns. We mark a winner at the end of each round. There can only be one ultimate winner of the joke off this week.
Oh, you're pointing at me. All right. How do you find Will Smith in the snow?
How?
You look for the Fresh Prince.
Oh, that's good. I like it. I want to die peacefully in my sleep, just like my grandfather. Not screaming and yelling like all the passengers in his car.
Oh,
I know. Look, it's a good. It's funny though.
No, it's funny. But it's
morning to all the grandpas listening across the Illawarra. I think we give Jade gets round one.
Oh yeah. On okay. All right. If you're ever attacked by a pack of clowns, go for the juggler.
Nice. A man has been arrested by a female police officer who informs him, anything you say and do will be held against you. The man replies, boobs!
Yes. Both very good. I think Damo's got the scoop there. One.
Oh.
You know why? Because I told that boobs well before.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, okay. I don't remember.
All right.
Fair enough.
If 4 out of 5 people suffer from diarrhea, does it mean that one enjoys it?
Christ.
What do you call a Mexican with a vasectomy?
Oh, I don't know.
A dry Martinez. That's what I was trying to say. I ruined the joke.
I don't even get it.
A dry Martinez. Don't worry about it.
Dry Martinez. Your destruction of the joke was probably funnier than the joke. So.
Yeah, no, don't give it to her.
Damo's got that one. So it's 2-1 with 2 jokes to go.
All right, Michael, here we go. There were 2 blondes who went deep into the frozen woods searching for a Christmas tree, all right? After hours of sub-zero temperatures and a few close calls of a couple of hungry wolves, one blonde turned to the other one and said, I don't care. I'm chopping down the next tree I see. I don't care whether it's decorated or not.
That was pretty bad.
Hey, you laughing?
Oh, no, I'm being nice, and I've decided I was going to laugh at all your jokes today, just to be supportive.
Why was you faking laughing?
I know. I bought shoes from a drug dealer once. I'm not sure what he laced them with, but I was tripping all day.
Oh, I like that.
We love a good tiebreaker. It's 2 jokes apiece as we head into the fifth and final round. Bring out your best gear here, guys.
I don't know if this is true, but I'm going to tell it to you anyway. Women will never be equal to men until they can walk down the street with a bald head and a beer gut and still think they are sexy.
Is that why you say every day how good looking you are? That wasn't my joke. My joke is this. Erotic is using a feather. Kinky is using the whole chicken.
It has to go to Jade.
I'll give that one to Jade. That was close, though. Damo came home strong, but it's a win for Jade. That is the joke off. Thank you to everybody who has jumped onto Facebook this morning. I know Kelly's on there right now. Kelly Hartland, Fiona Frame, Jessica Smith. Thank you. Continue to comment there. And thanks so much for joining us for the joke off on a Friday.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
It's not bad, is it?
I like this song.
Yeah, it's Damien's new tune, Superhuman, which is getting released on the 1st of September.
Yep.
And I'm helping you with the release by making an epic music video for you.
Yeah, can't wait.
I've got with me Mick Jones, the Mr. Miyagi of directing music videos. He's my mentor, which is fantastic. We've locked in the Jarrah Beach House for our final party scene. We're still looking for people to star in it, so get onto wavefm.com.au if you'd like to be part of the music video. No experience necessary. And, well, we've just been chatting with Casey Barnes, and I got him to stick around because I need to get some help when it comes to directing because, Casey, I have zero experience.
And also zero budget, by the way, Casey, just so you know, she's going into this with nothing, zero. Can you give her any advice? I mean, look, you've done so many videos over the years. Have you had any pitfalls, anything that's gone wrong?
Oh, mate, we've
we've had our fair share, to the point where there's a couple that you'll never see them again for the history of mankind on YouTube. They will not be seen ever again. But on the whole, we've been pretty lucky. But I will say, don't be afraid to be bossy and tell Damo what to do and you know, put on the boss pants. Because there's a few clips that I've done where my wife has basically directed them, and I'll tell you what, I've had to do what I've been told. So don't be afraid to do that. In fact, there's one of my clips for a track called Come Turn Me On, and a few people have sort of raised the flag that, you know, geez, it's a bit of a raunchy clip, and there's a lot of, you know, attractive girls in it, and you're getting pretty close with these girls. How does your wife feel about all of that? And little do they know that she's the director behind the camera telling me what to do. So nice. That was very interesting.
She's telling you what to do, but she's also telling the girls what to do. Keep your distance, girls, okay? We want to see you doing this stuff, but don't touch.
That's right. It's fake touching. I'm watching you.
Yeah.
Look, I love that you said that, you know, boss Damien around.
Do it.
Well, that's something I'm quite good at, so that's going to come naturally for me, so I really feel like that I'm already in that position.
She'll be fine in that department, I can tell you that much. Yeah.
I love it.
But I'm glad that you've given me permission now so that when we are filming this video clip with David, like, don't tell what to do. I was like, I will tell you what to do. Remember what Casey said?
Yeah, you barnacle.
Exactly.
Hey, Casey, we love catching up with you, man, and we are so thrilled. The new song, Kiss Me Like You Mean It, it is getting blasted all over the radios. We wish you all the success over in America, but most importantly, we can't wait to see you when you're down this way next month. It's going to be awesome.
Thanks, brother, and good luck to you as well with the new single. I look forward to listening, and I look forward to seeing the clip. I can't wait to catch it.
All right.
It's a shame you're getting here after its release, otherwise I would have enlisted did you help with a little bit of a cameo? You could have had a little cameo in the background.
Oh, I would have loved that too.
Next time, Casey.
You dodged a bullet.
Oh, look. Casey, I'm just going to put it out there now. If the music video is good, I'll send it to you and you might go next music video. Hey, Jade, what are you doing? Can you direct my video clip?
Absolutely. This could start. It's been done before. Like, there's one guy in the country music scene, his name's Jay Sini, and for years he was his own, you know, artist and putting out all his own original music. Now he's known as literally as a music video director, and he's killing it, absolutely killing it. So it's funny how these things happen.
There you go. Well, it's all starting here. You heard it here first, Casey. One day you'll probably be my barnacle.
I love it.
Don't worry, your wife's invited too.
Thank you, Casey Barnes. Appreciate it, and thank you for the advice on the video clip.
Yeah,
and
that's great.
If people want to get involved, it's really easy, right?
Absolutely. Now, I've actually got the vision. It's going to be a beachy, surfy, going into summer thing, and I'm looking for two young locals to be the main stars. Okay, I'm after a male and a female between the age of 18 and 30. I'm thinking surfy, fun-loving, free-spirited kind of people. So if you fit that bill, if you think that that's your vibe, that's your jam, then you need to get onto wavefm.com.au this weekend and actually register your interest, because auditions start on Monday.
If you have any doubt about that person, all you got to do is think of me and think the complete opposite.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. So you know what? It's worth going for, because come September 1, when we release this music video, you'll be going out to the world. This could make you a star.
Yep. Get to it and check it out this weekend and get involved. Go to wavefm.com.au.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
The other day I stumbled upon a little video of a newsreader South Africa. And I thought it was hilarious. Okay, let's play it again. Here we go.
And now a 57-year-old man who was caught speeding at almost 200 kilometres per hour a couple of months ago refused to pay his speeding fine, claiming that everything he does is fast. According to the man, he eats fast, he sleeps fast, he drives fast, he reads fast, and he even walks fast. When he had to appear on court today, he explained the same thing to a Western Cape judge, who replied, "Let's see how fast you can do a 6 months in prison."
Little snort there at the end.
It's so funny. It's his reaction that makes it hilarious, especially with the good old snort. But how is that?
his excuse is he does everything, all the things he does fast.
Do everything fast. I'm glad he limited the list to just that. I eat, drink, I read, that's it. But it's hilarious. And so the question this morning is, what do you do fast, okay? and we want you to, you know, really get behind this. And, yeah. You know, reveal.
Have a bit of fun.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
Friday's fun day.
And we can send you into the weekend looking fresh and feeling fresh because we've got a whole stack of these Australian skincare Synergy Skin packs here.
Synergy Skin's good.
So, simple question this morning, Damo.
What do you do fast?
Yeah. And bonus points if after you tell us what you do fast, snort.
Yeah, snorts get extra points.
All right. Snorts are welcome.
4275196 5.
Do you want to chip yours in?
Oh, Jade. What do I do fast? Yeah, what do you do fast?
Right. Go to the toilet.
Oh, you're a quick wee.
Hanging around?
No, yeah, when I've got a business, I'm in and I'm out.
Oh.
I mean business.
No.
Whereas my husband, he'll be going to the black hole for half an hour. I've got suspicions that he's actually on his phone. But still, compared to each other, I'm quick. Bada boom, bada bing.
Bada boom, get in there, do your business, get out.
In the toilet all day?
No, come on.
All right, 4275 1965. We'll get yours off you in just a moment, Damo. But 4275 1965, what do you do really fast?
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
We've been talking about what do you do fast on the back of a South African newsreader who, he was hilarious. Check it out.
According to the man, he eats fast, he sleeps fast, he drives fast, he reads fast, and he even walks fast. He explained the same thing to a Western Cape judge who replied, "Let's see how fast you can do a 6 months in prison."
It's the snort, isn't
it?
The snort is the key. So the question is, what do you do fast? Okay,
we're having a bit of fun this morning.
We haven't had yours yet, though.
Like, what do you do fast, Damien? Yeah.
Me. I do a lot of things fast.
Not the obvious.
No. I'm a fast walker. I'm going to say I walk fast. I'm with you at the toilet. I get in there, get it done.
Yeah.
I think I eat pretty fast because I don't like it.
Mama Jude's a fast eater.
Yeah, just get it done.
Yeah. She inhales food.
Mountain of people want to chip in this morning on 4275 1965.
Mel in Lake Heights, what do you do fast?
Well, aside from downing a bottle of wine, calling Jade and Damien when I want to have a chat in the morning.
Oh, true that, Mel.
Fast
true
up.
That. You got fast fingers. I like it. And I like
Redial.
I like the wine thing too.
Yeah, the wine deal.
Let's go to Narelle, and Kelly's given us a buzz.
Hey, Kel, tell us, what do you do fast?
Good morning, guys. I can fall asleep really fast anywhere at any time of the day.
You lucky person. My wife can do that, and sometimes I'll be chatting to her in bed, and I hear this sound, and I go, she's fallen asleep. Maybe I'm really boring. Maybe that's what it is.
Is it real sleep or fake sleep?
It seems to be real sleep. I think it's... Wow, you're very lucky, Kel. That
What's
is
your
awesome.
Secret, Kel? How do you do it?
I think because I have 5 kids and 8 grandkids, I think they keep me on my toes a lot.
It's exhaustion. You're at the point of exhaustion at any given time. Thanks for your call, Kel.
Okay, appreciate the call. Thanks, Kel. Julie's given us a buzz. Morning, Jules.
Julie, all right.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, we are awesome. Okay, what do you do fast?
I just spend my husband's money.
Oh, jeez.
Julie, so do I.
Wow.
It's just one of those things that's required in marriage, I feel.
I really feel like it is, yeah. So good.
I'm going to tick that, Julie. We're going to set you up with one of these Synergy skincare packs, okay? So just hold the line for us.
Then you went, none of your husband's money will be involved in that purchase.
No.
You're going to get
free.
It for free.
That's free.
So, from the Shire, Leroy's given us a buzz. Morning.
Hey, Leroy, what do you do fast?
Yeah, morning, guys. I've just got a really quick story.
Yeah.
So back in about 20 years ago, my mate had this nasal spray technology. I don't know if you guys ever remembered it. And I had a new girl over, so I thought, I'd try and be a stayer. So I went and borrowed some of his nasal spray technology, and I actually had the reverse effect, and I did a Jim from American Pie.
Oh, no, Leroy.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Chris Rock is heading our way on tour.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
You've got tickets to go see him live.
I am going to see him.
Damien, I've got a tip for you. There's one thing that if you do it, you are guaranteed to get booted out of the show. No ands, ifs, or buts.
What, you mentioned Will Smith.
That's what I was going to say. And it's not the slap from Will Smith.
Oh, okay.
No. It's if you get caught on your mobile phone.
What?
Yeah, so they want it to be a phone-free event. They're basically, okay. Well, they're saying it's because they want you to enjoy the show and actually enjoy the show with your eyes, not enjoy the show watching it on your screen via your phone as you film it. Oh, yeah. So anyway, what they've actually done is you got to, when you get there and get your tickets, they give you this like little bag. It's called a Yonder. And basically it's a pouch that you put your phone or device into and then they secure it and you can't get back into your phone till the end of the show. So it actually guarantees that you cannot use your phone. And then if for some reason you might need to call somebody or there's an emergency, then they've got, like, designated little places where you can go to them and then they'll undo your phone for you.
Oh, jeez. Well, now, wait a minute. This is at a stadium. So there's about 20,000 people at
this. Wow, really?
Oh, it's a big show.
So that's why they said that they've got a few stations.
this is a massive, massive show. And actually, I think he announced another couple of dates as well. Wow. Wow, how can they even police that? That's how
they police it. When you come in, so this will happen to you, when you actually enter the venue, you will have to put your phone in there. I mean, I guess some people say, I don't have a phone, and they can't strip search you, can they? Mm-hmm. But I think that, you know, they're just saying, you know, technology. How about you put your technology away and you just enjoy the experience?
I'm going to have a fakie. That's what I'm going to do.
A fake phone?
Yeah, I'm going to bring a fakie with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I'll hand over the fakie.
We've got a couple of old phones, like we smash screens and stuff. Just take one of those and put it in. Yeah.
Is that important? Yeah, keep it.
Shove it in the bag.
I'm not coming back for that phone. It's yours. Wow. Treat yourself. Yeah, but sometimes you have to go to desperate measures with technology to make sure that people just stay off them.
Yeah.
At the moment in our house, we have this new thing because the kids are on their iPads. When they go on their iPads, I don't know about your children, but my kids' personalities change.
They become nutbags?
They become nutbags and cranky and really short. And so we've got this new thing now that mum takes the iPads to work during the week. So I have the iPad here at Wave FM.
Oh, wow.
And then I keep the iPads here and then I'll take it home this afternoon. And then they'll be able to go on it on the weekend. And then on Monday morning, I take them back to work again.
Wow.
I don't really take them to work.
Oh.
We've hidden the iPads.
You lie.
I also said to my husband, look, I don't really want to take them to work because what if there's a moment when we really need them to go on the iPads?
It's true. It is true.
We need to be able to pull them out of the special secret hiding spot and then give it to them. But you've got to do this stuff with technology with kids. Otherwise, it can get out of control.
Well, absolutely. Actually, yesterday, myself and Eileen, we went to the gym. Steps and Dapdor. We went there and we were trying to bring the kids with us and there was a riot in the house. They're all like, I don't want to go. No. We'd be just waiting for you guys and this and that and the other. So eventually we went. When we arrived at Dapdor, I looked down and I was like, what is that? Eileen had brought the remote control for the TV. It was in the car.
They
couldn't watch TV. It was sitting in the car. I was like, wow, that's what we've become.
You're not going to have fun coming to the gym, or you're not going to have fun reading a book either.
Have you seen that? There's an ad, though, on TV at the moment, and I'm pretty sure it's Optus, where it's kind of the situation, right, you know, like the mum's on the lounge, you know, and yelling out to the kids, hey, Lulu! Get over here and eat your dinner. And no one comes. Oh. So she goes, right, pulls out the phone, brings up the Optus app and just goes, bang, hits one button, shoop.
Oh, my gosh.
Shuts down the entire Wi-Fi for the house.
I need to get me one of those. It's like pressing the nuclear button and everything just dies.
Yeah. Is it a big red button? Tell me it's a big red button.
Big Optus button, you go, bang.
Surely they've got that app for every provider. Yeah. I need one of them.
All right.
I'd love to. I wish you could press it and shut the kids down.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
So the war in the Ukraine, it's been going on for 165 days now.
Yeah, terrible.
And during that time, more than 12 million Ukrainians have had to flee their homes. Mm. So like, imagine that. Like one day you're at home, you've got a beautiful house and you're living the life, and then the next day you have to leave everything behind, your friends, your family, your work.
Yeah, absolutely.
All your worldly possessions, and you have to flee for essentially your life.
Yeah.
One family has had to do that, and they've made the long trek to the other side of the world to the Illawarra. So they've just arrived in the Illawarra, two parents, four kids, wow. and they've got with them two suitcases.
Yeah.
So that's all that they own now in the world is two suitcases full of things for six people. Now, we've got somebody with us this morning who's going to tell us a little bit more about this family. Natalie, how did you connect with them?
So my family live in the Illawarra and we heard about another family coming from Ukraine because we have Ukrainian heritage ourselves. My parents reached out and got in contact with them. The family of six, two adults and four kids. The kids range from 7 to 15. They lived in Kyiv, which is obviously the capital city,
yeah.
and the parents were really concerned when the war first started. So they really didn't want to expose their children to the brutality of the war and seeing the devastation. So they essentially packed up two suitcases for the family of six and stayed in Western Ukraine for 3 months. But as the war got worse in the country, they just saw no other option other than to escape or flee. They made the decision to sell what they had, get money for flights, and put the six of them on the plane and come to Australia. They came to Wollongong because they heard another family that they knew had settled in Wollongong, in Taroji, and knowing that there was a very small but kind Wollongong Ukrainian community, they decided to come here too. The Red Cross have helpfully put them in 4 weeks accommodation at a Windang caravan park. And now they've just got some accommodation rental in Warrawong. So six of them are settling in, but they've literally got to start from scratch. They're unbelievably grateful, but they're going to need a lot of help for long-term living and also raise some money to hopefully get a people mover because this family of six, they might need a car. They kindly got donated push bikes, but we're just trying to really help them settle and start a new life again in Australia.
Natalie, what's it been like for them? Like, what kind of toll has it taken on the family emotionally? Because they've left their whole lives behind at a moment's notice.
Obviously, the parents made the decision to go, so it's not something that the kids necessarily wanted to do. They've had to leave their friends, their schooling, their, you know, the suburb and the community where they live in. They've got other relatives still there who have decided to stay or just move to different parts of Ukraine. It's just so isolating. I mean, yes, they do have contact, phone contact. It's totally different to, you know, being around the people that you live with. And, you know, they obviously watch the news and watch things online and see what's happening in their country. And they're devastated. And the parents are obviously worried for the other family who's still home.
Okay, well, if you would like to help out this family in need, their world has been turned upside down and they've come to Australia with just two suitcases and nothing else.
Yep.
So today, instead of going to get a coffee, why don't you take that $5 and donate it to this family? Because $5 for them is going to mean so much.
You mentioned that they need a car.
Yes.
Jade, come on. We must have contacts in the Illawarra that can get a car. Surely.
Oh, that's right.
A car yard somewhere.
Surely somebody's got an old Tarago that thinking, you know what? It's not doing much at my place or in my car yard. We can donate it to this family who'll be absolutely wrapped.
Yeah, just you can get in touch with us, 427-51-965. Call us and let's try and hook them up with a car. But in the meantime, jump on the GoFundMe page. Natalie, thank you so much for your time this morning.
No, thank you. I really appreciate it.
No, absolutely. Let's see if we can help this family out.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.